الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we do have a very exciting topic of discussion, a very beautiful topic. And that is regarding the blessed names of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed names of our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we go along this beautiful topic of discussion, we are going to be learning about the blessed names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going to be learning also about the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also regarding the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, as we journey along today's episode, we are going to be really learning the beautiful deen of Islam, and together with that, the beautiful names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so beautifully mentioned to you and I that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to enlighten you with a very beautiful parable, an incident that had occurred in the previous nations. So there was a man, an individual, and he was from the Bani Israel, and he was a very, very big sinner, a great sinner, such that he was never inclined towards goodness, never. And he spent all his days, he spent all his nights doing what? Immersed and engrossed in sin. And his entire life, it passed in the state. Eventually, his final moment came. The angel of death, Malakut Maut alayhi salam, arrived and took this person's soul. Now, after his death, someone saw him in a dream, in a very good state, and asked in astonishment that, how did you attain this beauty? How did you attain this elegance and such a high rank? You were such a great sinner. You sinned throughout the day, throughout the night. You were never inclined towards goodness. How did you gain such a state? So he replied and he said that, yes, I was a great sinner, but one day I opened the Torah and I came across the pure name and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And overwhelmed with love, you know what I did? I kissed his blessed name, subhanallah, and I placed it on my head. And it was solely due to this act of respect for the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered his grace and favor upon me and forgave all of my sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine how majestic is the glory of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the reliever of difficulties. He is the fulfiller of our needs and the remover of calamities. You know, these are among the noble attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala has even granted the blessed name of His beloved such magnificence that by virtue of these beloved names, needs are fulfilled and hardships are removed. What significance do worldly troubles hold in comparison to those in the hereafter? The beloved names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so glorious that through their blessings, not only are worldly trials lifted, but the difficulties of the grave, they are also removed. The trials of the Day of Judgment are removed. Salvation from its horrors is attained. And crossing the bridge of Sirat becomes easier. The bridge of Sirat, that which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword. Even crossing that bridge, it becomes easier for you and I. SubhanAllah. So by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's names, even sinners attain forgiveness and become worthy of Jannah. You know, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he possesses a very, very high status. You and I, we do not really know his status. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, "Oh Abu Bakr, none knows my reality except my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." We don't really know the status and the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam indeed possesses a very high status. And it is a fact that the greatness and glory of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with his attributes and perfections, they are beyond enumeration. And this is not, it's not merely, you know, a poetic exaggeration, but it is the truth. It is a fact. Let alone his other noble attributes and perfections, Allah Ta'ala has granted his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many names, so many qualities that they cannot even be counted. You know, what are the beloved names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do they mean? What aspects of his glorious personality do they reveal? This is, you know, a separate matter altogether. And scholars, they have conducted research into the number of his names, and through their great efforts, they were able to compile 800 names. 800 names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But astonishingly, there was still room for even more research. And eventually, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Radha Khan, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, conducted further investigation, further research. And he writes that I found 1,400 names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in light of various books and narrations. And he further states that these are what came to my knowledge. Otherwise, it is impossible to count the blessed names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine? This is just about counting the names. How many names has Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ordinary people like us are unable to count them. Then what are the meanings of these names? What kind of glories of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are reflected in them? And beyond that, what are the attributes and perfections of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who can enumerate them? Allahu Akbar. You know, take a moment, you know, just ponder on this fact, reflect on this point here that I have a name and you also have a name. In this world, every human being and every object has a name. But the point to ponder is, does my name have any special quality? For example, if someone's name is Zaid, what unique quality is there in simply being named Zaid? Nothing. His parents named him Zaid when he was born, and that name has carried on ever since. But how remarkable is the glory of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala not only granted him countless names, but also adorned them with such exclusive qualities that even in terms of names, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unparalleled. If we were to count the distinct qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's beloved names, they would exceed our intellect and understanding. For example, Qadi Iyad Maliki rahimahullah, he states that among the countless names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are 30 names which are originally the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala also granted them to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So among the beautiful names of Allah ta'ala, there are 30 that are in reality the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those very names, they have been bestowed by Allah ta'ala upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is, Ar-Ra'uf is a name of Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can also be called Ra'uf. Ar-Rahim is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can also be called Rahim. Al-Alim is also a name of Allah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can also be called Alim. So in short, these 30 names of Allah ta'ala were formally granted to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now scholars state that the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran and in the Ahadith, these are the names and sifat, the attributes of Allah ta'ala. Although these names, they cannot be used for others in the original divine sense, the Rabb of the worlds has made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a manifestation, meaning an example and sign of all these beautiful names. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For example, among the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, and this has been mentioned many, many times in the Holy Quran, and it is a very famous name. There is actually an entire surah with this name too, Surah Ar-Rahman. And Ar-Rahman is a name of Allah Ta'ala, and none other than Him, Azza wa Jal, can be called by this name. Some people, you know, they name their children Abdul Rahman, but they call them Rahman, which is incorrect. Rahman is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is exclusively associated with Him, Azza wa Jal. So Rahman, meaning exceedingly merciful, is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there was no earth, no sky, no moon, no stars, no sun, when nothing existed, Allah ta'ala was still Rahman. He has always been Rahman and will remain Rahman forever. But here is a point to reflect upon. Allah ta'ala is Rahman, but when He intended to shower His mercies upon creation and desire to manifest this attribute, what did Allah ta'ala do? How was this manifested? And Allah ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we sent you not but as a mercy for all the worlds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the greatest manifestation of the attribute of Rahman. When Allah Ta'ala willed to manifest this attribute, He made His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam the manifestation of this attribute. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a mercy to all the worlds is the expression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute of Ar-Rahman. Now, for us to understand this, Allah ta'ala is Rahman for humans. How do we know this? We know it because He made His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a mercy for humans. Allah ta'ala is Rahman for angels. But how was this manifested? By making His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a mercy for angels. Allah ta'ala is Rahman for the heavens and the earth. He manifested this by making His beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam a mercy for them. Allah ta'ala is merciful to all of creation. How do we know this? Because Allah ta'ala made His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a mercy for all of creation. Allah Ta'ala is Rahman for this world, so He sent His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a mercy to this world. The truth is that the ultimate manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's attribute of Rahman will be when? Will be on the day of Qiyamah. Because, as mentioned in the hadith, only one of Allah Ta'ala's mercies has been manifested in this world. While on the day of Qiyamah, 100 mercies of Allah Ta'ala will be manifested. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the day of Qiyamah will truly be the day of manifestation of the attribute of Ar-Rahman. Allah Ta'ala has also made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a mercy for that day. And the true manifestation of him being a mercy to all the worlds will also be on the day of Qiyamah. How? He will be granted, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be granted Liwa'ul Hamd, which is the banner, the flag of praise. He will be elevated to Maqamul Mahmud, which is the praised station. And he will be granted the station of grand intercession, Shafa'atul Kubra. All people near and far, past and present, will seek intercession from him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will say, Ana laha, meaning, I am the one here for it. I'm here for this. I have been made a mercy for all of the worlds on that day, debuts of Madani Channel, where creation will go to Sayyidina Adam Alayhi Salam. But he will say, idhabu ila ghayri, that go to someone else. They will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And like that, they will go to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and to the other prophets alayhi musallatu wasalam as well. They would come to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and he would say the same. And then they would be directed to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And on that day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be there for you and I. Look at this manifestation of the attribute of Ar-Rahman through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, it is clear that Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this name and attribute, it belongs to him azza wa jal. No one besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be called Rahman. However, Allah ta'ala made his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the manifestation of this attribute. Now, if we go further and we look at the other name, among the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beautiful name of As-Salam. And what does As-Salam mean? As-Salam means the bestower of peace and safety. Allah ta'ala has also made his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the manifestation of this pure name. Now, in order for us to understand this, how has been manifested? Before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in this world, nations, previous nations, they were afflicted with punishments. The faces of sinners were disfigured. They were swallowed by the earth, shaken by earthquakes, and swept away by storms. If you look at the nation of Nuh alaihi salam, the flood came and wiped all of them out, drowned them, except for the believers that were on the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. The nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, they were also destroyed. Why? Because they committed the act of sodomy, and they were destroyed due to that. But the believers, they were safe and sound. The rest were destroyed. You go on further, you look at the nation of Bani Israel, how many punishments they had, wherein one of them was that the river Nile turned into blood. And when the disbelievers, when they felt thirsty and would want to quench their thirst, they would go to the river, but they could not drink the water because it turned into blood. But on the other hand, when the believers would want to go and quench their thirst, look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the believers would go and extract the water from the river Nile, that same water which turned into blood, it would be crystal clear, pure water for the believers to drink. Allahu Akbar. So from here, we see that previous nations, they were destroyed. Nation of Ad, nation of Thamud, they were destroyed. Why? They went against their prophet. They rebelled against their prophet. They disobeyed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were destroyed. So all of this put together, when the mercy for the worlds, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in the world as the manifestation of Allah ta'ala's name, As-Salam, collective punishment upon nations, it stopped, it ceased to such an extent that once even the non-Muslims themselves call out to Allah saying, "Oh Allah, rain stones upon us from the sky, send down a painful torment upon us." But Allah ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And it does not befit the greatness of Allah that He punishes them, whilst you, dear beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reside among them. Allahu Akbar. Look at the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the perfect manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pure name, As-Salam. Ever since the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in the world, peace, safety and harmony have spread everywhere. Collective punishment upon nations, it stopped, and people, they have attained security. Even the disbelievers of this nation, even they have received security, even they have received safety. But it is only in this world, it is only temporary for them, it is only in this world. But in the hereafter, it will be a different story altogether. So due to the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the attribute and the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Salam, is manifested through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were just a few examples. Otherwise, the summary of this discussion is that, firstly, Allah ta'ala has granted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam countless names, and along with this, Allah ta'ala has also honored the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many special qualities in these names. And among the beautiful names of Allah ta'ala, 13 names are those which Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, Allah ta'ala made the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the complete manifestation, the excellent example of all 99 names. So these were just a few distinctive qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed name. Now let's go on to look at some of these names along with a brief explanation. For example, let's look at the blessed name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, it is mentioned, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is but a messenger. Now, in this blessed ayah, two pure names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned. One is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other is Rasul. Now, Qadi Iyad Malik rahimahullah, he states that the two blessed names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad and Muhammad, are both derived from the word Hamd. And each of them, it reflects a distinct aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's excellence. Ahmad, it means ajallu man hamida. That is, from among all who have ever praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this day, whether it be humans, whether jinns, angels, or any creation found in the heavens and the earth, the trees, the leaves, animals, birds, all of which praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many trees are there in the world? We don't exactly know. How many leaves on each tree? We don't exactly know. How many insects are there? How many animals are there? How many birds are there? We don't exactly know. How many fish in the ocean? We don't exactly know. All of them, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most is our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means afdalu man humida. That is, of all those who have been praised to this day in any form or for any reason, the one who has been praised the most is called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he further states that it becomes clear that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who praises the most and the one who has been praised the most in all creation. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be granted the liwa'ul hamd, the banner of praise, and the maqamul mahmood, the praised station. On that day, all earlier and later generations, they will all be praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner, in such a way that no one has ever done before. So none other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly deserve to be called Muhammad and Ahmad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, in the book Al-Mawahib al-Ladunniya, it's mentioned in there that when Allah Ta'ala created the Arsh, a state of awe overwhelmed the Arsh, and it began to tremble due to the majesty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then La Ilaha Illallah was inscribed upon it, which further increased the awe and trembling of the throne of the Arsh. But when Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was inscribed upon it, then by the blessings of the pure name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Arsh, it sought comfort, and the trembling, it subsided. Allahu Akbar. Look at the pure name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which it brought comfort to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this ayah that we have mentioned, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ, we have discussed briefly regarding the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now let us go to the next, which is الرَّسُول. One beloved name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is الرَّسُول. Now, in Islamic terminology, a Rasul is a prophet who is sent with a new religious law. For instance, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was both a prophet and a messenger. Why? Because the Torah was revealed to him and a new divine law was sent down to him as well. Similarly, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was also a prophet and a messenger, and a new divine law was revealed to him as well. And in the same way, our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam is both a prophet and a messenger, because with his arrival, all previous divine laws were abrogated, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was granted a new divine law. Now, we cannot determine the exact number of prophets and messengers who were sent to this world. But scholars do say, they give an approximate figure of around plus minus 124,000 prophets alayhi musallatu wasallam were sent. And among them, among the 124,000 prophets, 313 were messengers. Now the question arises that if there are 313 messengers in total, how can the prophet's name be al-Rasul? Can all 313 messengers be called al-Rasul? And for you and I to understand this, you and I need to open up the Holy Quran, and we need to look at the Holy Quran, read the Holy Quran from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah Al-Nas, and you will realize that wherever only the word Ar-Rasul is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it refers exclusively to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If another messenger is referred to, then his name is also mentioned along with the title. So when the term Ar-Rasul is used alone, not attached, used alone, it refers to none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the reason for this? It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the station of messenger. He made him peerless and unparalleled. Now, scholars, they have clearly written in the light of Quran and Hadith that the one originally intended to be a messenger was our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who was originally intended to wear the crown of prophethood was who? Was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although the prophethood and messengership granted to other prophets that was real and authentic, It was through the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they were granted those lofty statuses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقٌ. Remember when Allah ta'ala took an oath. From whom was the promise taken? An-Nabiyyin, from the Prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam. What promise was taken? لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةٍ, that I shall grant you the book and wisdom. And then what will happen? ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. Then the esteemed messenger will come to you confirming your books. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a promise from all those prophets and messengers by saying, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So you must believe in him and you must help him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, dear prophets, have you affirmed this command and accepted my heavy covenant upon this condition? They all said, we have affirmed. Allah ta'ala said, then be witnesses for one another, and I am with you among the witnesses. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the summary is that, O prophets, have you affirmed this command and taken my heavy responsibility for this affirmation? All of them, they submitted. They said, we have affirmed. Allah ta'ala then said, then now be witnesses to one another, and I am also with you among the witnesses. Now in the commentary of this verse, in Tafsir al-Na'im, it is mentioned that all the prophets, alayhimu salatu wasalam, they are deputies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the origin of them all from eternity. You know, the Sufis, they state that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the absolute true messenger. All other prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam, they are his followers. And that is why all prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam, were made to acknowledge his prophethood. So this proves that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the prophet of all prophets. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the unique and grand status of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many prophets and many messengers, but our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that magnificent prophet and majestic messenger through whose grace other prophets and other messengers, they were granted their respected statuses. Their prophethood and messengership was real and authentic, but it was bestowed upon them through the grace of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why he is referred to as uniquely ar-rasul. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these were some of the blessed names, some of the blessed attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we go further, we come across a very beautiful title of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the pure name of Ummi. One beloved name of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Ummi. It is a very famous name, which also appears in the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, those who follow the messenger who relates news of the unseen, the unschooled. Now the common meaning of the word ummi is unschooled, the common meaning. That is a person who has not learned to read or write from anyone in the world. This is a very, very unique matter. Being unschooled and not learning to read or write would be a defect in our case. But being ummi is a great honor for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This single honored name has many, many great and noble qualities of our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will discuss that as well. The Allama Fakhruddin Harali rahimahullah, he states that the meaning of the word ummi is that Allah ta'ala created all people with a certain nature. But Allah Ta'ala created our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a distinct, incomparable, and unparalleled nature. So this means that all people who have come into this world are naturally inclined to read and write. You must have noticed or seen in your homes that when a child starts to talk, when a child starts speaking, observing and understanding things, so they ask so many questions. Father, mother, what is this? What is that? What is this called? What does this thing do? What does that thing do? Children ask so many questions, and they ask many questions like this, sometimes even several questions in one breath. So this alone, it shows you and I, and it is proof that everyone in this world has the natural instinct to learn. And whoever comes into this world tries to learn and understand. But look at how extraordinary is the unique nature of our peerless and unparalleled Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala did not create in his blessed nature the urge to learn, but rather the inclination to teach. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is unparalleled in every single aspect. I mean, look at what a magnificent rank Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam holds. Allah Ta'ala bestowed countless glories upon him and made him peerless and unparalleled. Allah Ta'ala made him a human, but an extraordinary human, an unparalleled human. Allah Ta'ala made him a prophet, but the leader of all prophets. Allah Ta'ala made him a light, although there are other beings of light too, like the angels. But remember on the night of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is a light, and our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also a light. And when they reached Sidratul Muntaha, the low tree, then Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I move even a fingertip beyond this point, my wings will burn. Now think about that. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he is made from what? From noor, from light. And the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also light. Yet one light is such that if it advances even slightly, its wings would burn. Whilst the other blessed light, it goes beyond, and even the garments on his body, it remains unharmed. This proves that when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made his beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as light, he made him a light unlike any other. Matchless. And every person in the world has been created with a natural disposition. But Allah Ta'ala granted his beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a nature completely different, completely distinct from all. Everyone else is naturally inclined to learn. But in the nature of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the status of Ummi was placed, meaning that he does not learn from anyone, but he teaches everyone. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the grand status of our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these are the meanings, the understanding, the explanation of his blessed names, of his beautiful attributes as well. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So for now, dear viewers of Madani channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam. Let's go forth and rejuvenate our heart, mind, body and soul in the love of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter, we will be right back to discuss further into this topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Pyare Islami bhaiyon aur Madani channel ke nazreen, alhamdulillah azzawajal, bachpan mein jo mujhe yaad padta hai, zindagi mein sabse pehle agar maine koi naat padhi thi, to wo yahi naat thi جو آج میں آپ کے سامنے ایک بار پھر پیش کر رہا ہوں۔
کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، صاحب بصیرت، کس طرح پاؤں رکھے یا صاحب بصیرت، آنکھیں بچھی ہوئی ہیں ہر جا تیری گلی میں، دنیا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں، عقبا تیری گلی میں۔
ابا کہاں چلے؟
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ چلا جانبِ طیبہ، چلا ہوں ایک مجرم کی طرح میں جانبِ طیبہ، نظر شرمندہ شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ نظر شرمندہ بدن لرزیدہ مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کسی کے ہاتھ نے مجھ کو سہارا دے دیا ورنہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ کہاں میں اور کہاں یہ راستے پیچیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، کہاں میں اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ، نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں، مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں، ہوا پا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بسارت کھو گئی بصیرت تو سلامت ہے بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ ورے ہارٹ ٹچنگ ریجوینیٹنگ کلام میں اللہ تعالی انکریز اور لو فور دی بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ گرانٹ اس آل دی ابلٹی ٹو امپلیمنٹ دی ٹیچنگز آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ کمنگ بیک ٹو اور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ the blessed names of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mashallah we have learned the attributes of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we have learned about regarding his title of ummi that he came in this world not to learn but rather to teach and as we know that our nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet for all of creation his blessed names are renowned among each form of creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Taha. And his most famous name among the believers is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His technonym is Abul Qasim, as he is the one who distributes paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the greatness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that according to different creations, he is known by a different beautiful title of his, Allahu Akbar. Do you know that there is an entire surah in the Holy Quran known as Surah Muhammad? And this can be found in the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. And besides this, the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it appears 4 times in the Holy Quran. Number 1 in verse 144 of Surah Ali Imran. Number 2 in verse 40 of Surah Ahzab. Number 3 in verse 2 of Surah Muhammad. And number 4 in verse 29 of Surah Al-Fatih. Like in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of your men. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, we are now discussing the beautiful name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even his enemies, they are forced to praise him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the beautiful and unmatched name that Allah Ta'ala granted his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a name like no other. Narrations explain that how certain kuffar, certain disbelievers who were misfortunate enough to not see good, even when they wanted to speak ill of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they could not see any defects within his pure personage and personality. Even then, they did sadly not stop themselves speaking bad of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah. When they spoke ill of him, they would say, Muhammad is like this, Muhammad is like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, astaghfirullah. They themselves would feel ashamed that they say the name Muhammad, meaning the one who is praised again and again, and then proceed to speak ill of him straight after. So these are the greatness of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.